tefillah on you. Captain Sweatpants. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
You guys had an objective. You got two games, two wins.
Yeah.
Qualified for Vegas. Just your thoughts on that?
Amazing. I mean, we played amazing game. Even Curaçao, we played very good. Winning the win there, it was very hard to play on synthetic grass, but we did it. We won. We didn't receive a goal, which is very important. Then we came here. Honduras game, it was a tough one, but we prepared very good. The staff prepared the game very good, and the guys were all in, and the result came. And I think we did an amazing job. I'm a little bit mad because we received a goal from the set piece. You know, it cannot happen like that, but if this is the way, you know, that's it, you know.
What did you see on that goal, Dilma, may I ask you?
I think there was a little bit confusion because Kyle left. We had a little bit confusion there, but it's the whole team's fault. So I wouldn't name many players. It's our fault, and we just have to adapt faster and get it done faster and set up faster.
Kyle Larin's been on a really hard front of form recently. How important or like, how pleased are you with his success on the team?
Kyle, you know, he's one of the best. He's the best goal scorer in Canada ever. So. You know, he just needs to continue like this. He plays amazing guy. I mean, it's not just him, it's the whole team that delivers to him, and he scores. You know, when he has opportunity, he does the job, and that's what we need. We need goals, and he does that.
Milan, some new faces slot in at center back this camp. How important is it to see that growing depth at the center back position?
It's very important, very, very important. I mean, we always had problems with center backs in like I've been with the program, 12, 13 years, we had problems, you know. But now we're getting guys who've been playing, you know, every from game to game, and this is very important for us, you know. It's very important for our team to have guys to play in Europe or MLS, you know, to get the games, because with the games you get the experience.
Did you breathe a little easier when Scott Kelly had the speed that he did on a few of those chances today?
Oh, yeah. Scott played amazing today. I mean, the whole team played amazing. Scott just did an amazing job, about 70 minutes, 60-something minutes, you know, until he got injured. But hopefully he gets recovered soon and continues to play for his club and be prepared for the semifinals.
We just spoke to Atip Hutchinson just a few minutes ago, and he was telling us how he's close to the end of his playing career. And I know you're someone who's been his teammate the longest here on the national team. Just speak on what it's meant to be teammates with Atiba.
What to say, man. It's very hard for me to... It's very hard to speak about this guy, man. He's just an amazing person. He's everything, you know. He's been for this country when the things were bad, when the things were good, you know. He's been for everybody here, and I'm very sad that after the Gold Cup he's gonna just finish his career, because I mean the history that he did with Canada, with 100 caps, with everything that he brought to Canada, it's just unbelievable, and on the field and off the field, and he's just amazing. I don't know what to say, because it's too many emotions in me, because he's one of the guys that I spent like 13 years in this program, and it's just too hard. It's hard to see, you know, for him to leave.
Marcus Milan, what would it mean to win a trophy with the Atiba Hutchinson?
That would be amazing. I think that would be the best present from our as a teammates, to give it to him, you know, at the end of his career. It would be just amazing, and we will do anything to do that, and to win it, and you know, just make him, you know, that last run, make it, you know, special.
Last question.
The rankings of Canada are getting so much better that you're going to play better teams, even though you don't have to qualify. But how much of an improvement is it to play these better teams rather than Aruba and Bermuda? Now you're getting the grade A teams. You're coming.
I mean, it's any team we play, it's hard to play, especially when we go to away countries. You know, especially like Bermuda, like you said, the pitches are bad. You know, the atmosphere is not that really good. But we worked so hard for this. We have an amazing talented group. We have amazing staff. you know, and we've been working hard to get these teams, big teams, you know, to play against. And, you know, we're just excited, you know. And there's a lot of future in Canada. There's a lot of guys that are coming up, you know. So, you know, we, like we said before, we want to leave it, us older guys, we want to leave it in a better place. And that's what we've been doing. And it's an honor to leave it for the younger guys to do it in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.